Waterloo Radio.
Man, I thought you were going to start a fire with your hands there. Man alive.
Wow.
You are excitable tonight.
I am excited to be here.
Were you all pumped up because you heard how well I'm doing in my hockey pools and
no,
my fantasy sports?
I missed that part. That's the only part I missed.
I was talking about it forever.
When?
To the point of I was like, man, this is getting pathetic. I need to stop talking about this.
Well, I missed a little bit when I left from the house. Like,
uh-huh.
As soon as Earth Mother came into the house.
Earth Mother 3?
Yeah, I turned it off, right?
Yeah.
And turned
because you don't want her hearing me.
Right, oof. Just taking over. No.
Jeez.
Yeah.
She would get upset.
Yeah, so I turned that off,
yeah.
And then I started packing up my stuff, even though it was already packed, but I was getting a couple, like, just because my throat gets dry
sure.
when I talk, so
sure.
I just make sure to have a drink.
Yep.
Pack that up.
Yep.
And then I walked out to the car, got in, and it was on the wrong station.
Uh-huh.
And so then I had to flip to the right station. Someone switches their station.
Why would they ever do that?
Earth Mother does.
Shake my fist at you, Earth Mother!
Is Ash in here?
That wasn't Ash's voice.
Oh, sorry. I thought it sounded a little bit like Ash.
No. I've got voices you never even heard before. Actually, you've probably heard everything that I can come up with.
But I heard that you talked about the theme on the radio, so people know that about our big battle tonight.
That's right.
And the theme being mental health awareness.
That's correct. And
yeah.
I don't know if you did that inadvertently, but...
No.
Why,
what did I do?
That's what you brought up on the computer is a big
ad for the
mental health awareness.
Yeah. And I've seen a bunch of people tweeting it.
Yes.
If you tweet hashtag Bell Let's Talk,
yep.
then they donate 5 cents to mental health.
That's right. And there's also, actually, I should put this up on the Mono and Mono Facebook site as well. But there's also a Facebook post where the same thing will happen. So if you share that post and it's a picture of Clara Hughes saying, you know, let's talk. And if you share it, then again, 5 cents will be donated to mental health awareness initiatives.
Wow. Yeah. See, now I just opened you up YouTube and there it was.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
See, they knew. They knew what our battle was going to be because they're like, oh, let's get our homepage ready for the Mono y Mono show.
Yeah.
Because they heard through the grapevine that they're going to do their show on mental health awareness.
I know. And, well, you know what? People have been asking us to do shows like on mental health awareness. People contacted us and said, can you do a show on Black History Month and on the weather?
Weather.
And there's been
specifically hurricanes.
Yeah, and Pancake Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah,
they set up all this stuff on Tuesday so that we would do a show on it. But there was so much this week.
Yeah.
We had to pick one.
We could have probably even done two battles. We could have done like probably even four battles.
Yeah.
There were so many.
Yeah.
But we'll put some of those in our back pocket. Maybe save our Shrove Tuesday or Mardi Gras battle for next year.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And then we still got to, if we choose to do a Black History Month battle, we can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe next week
or something.
Yep.
So then we each choose four songs, we play it out, and you, the listeners, can go to www.monoamonoradio.com and vote
Steel?
For which DJ you think played the better selection.
You know what?
What's that?
Doing a portion of the show by myself just makes me appreciate you all that much more.
Oh,
I felt that you should know that.
Aw, oh, thanks, good buddy.
Hey, no problem. Shakakabaru!
All right, let's rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, paper! Defer.
Okay. My first track I'm going to go with here. What do I got?
A track.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a song by the band Tapes and Tapes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, mental health awareness, people call it crazy sometimes.
Uh-huh.
They're going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with a song called Crazy Eights from their album The Loon.
Good album.
Thanks. No so problem. Here it is, Crazy Eights, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. There you have it, Tapes and Tapes with their song Crazy Eights right there on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono, kicking off the mental health awareness battle.
That's right. Now, one thing, I spoke about it earlier, one thing that we want to stress to our listeners and to pass on the message. Not only do you, you know, can you pass on the message through social media and whatnot, but for anybody who's listening who may be struggling with, you know, feeling down, feeling the blues. Also, maybe they did this on purpose, having Mental Health Awareness Day in February, but a lot of people in the winter months, they struggle with what's called seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
We did a show on that.
Yeah, we did.
Probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
On seasonal affective disorder. And so that can kind of, you know, exacerbate people's problems. So, If you are struggling with you know, feelings of sadness or feeling down, or there's other besides depression, there's other forms of mental health issues as well. But like anxiety is a big one, mm-hmm. especially nowadays. Like I was reading, someone posted an article about how anxious high school kids are these days.
Yeah,
like with pressure to succeed and like. Not like, I guess, I think between the ages or grades between 7 and 12, one out of only 50% of students feel comfortable enough to voice their opinion in class.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Anyways, so yeah, if you're out there...
This is a deep topic this week.
It is. It's a... I think it's something that, we can... We don't always have to use our platform here strictly for entertainment. We can also use it for creating awareness, educating.
Awareness can still be entertainment.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm not saying that the show's not going to be entertaining. I'm just saying, yes, it may be a heavy topic, but hey, we have a responsibility.
That's right, as Canadians.
As Canadians, and he almost said Americans. And as respected voices in this community.
That's right.
To, talk about certain things.
Yeah.
Anyways, and one of those things might be schizophrenia.
Could be,
some people,
that's one of them, yeah.
Might suffer from schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And that actually, come to think of it, that's a perfect segue into my first song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, your segue's back.
Yeah. Well, my segue never left. Oh. Your segue left.
Oh.
I don't know where your segue went. Although, you know what we should get? We should get mono-a-mono segues. Like the people movers. You know what I'm talking about? Those two-wheel things?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, man. You gotta look it up.
All right.
Anyways, I'm gonna play a song called Schizophrenia. The band is Jukebox the Ghost.
Okay.
We featured them before, a while ago. And the album is Everything Under the Sun. So here it is. On 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
Well, you could say that I'm well liked, but I'll never be friendless, you know. You could say that I'm alright, or you could say schizophrenic, but oh.
Right, there it is, Jukebox the Ghost with their song Schizophrenia. The you're not I was about to say knockout punch. Man, coming in late really throws you off.
Yeah, it does.
Your kickoff song right here on the mental health awareness battle.
Yeah. And that kind of sound, like the very quick choppy nature of the piano, and it's like, yes I can, no I can, yes I can, no I can. That's the schizophrenia, because schizophrenia is like when you
multiple personalities.
No, that's multiple personality. I don't actually come to think of it. I don't know what schizophrenia is. Maybe multiple personalities.
I thought that might have been. I don't know. Like Interstellar Sam and Insidious Sam.
Right. That's right. They're the same person. But they're polar opposites.
Yeah.
That's right.
Even right down to the music that they play.
Yeah, like Insidious Sam is like hellish.
Yeah.
Whereas
it plays like the death metal and...
And then Interstellar Sam is heavenly.
Yeah, and plays like the psychedelic rock type thing.
That's right. Like, what was that song that he played the one time that was like 8 hours of He-Man?
Yeah, the He-Man song.
That was amazing.
Well, yeah, that was good. All right, I'm going to get to my second track here.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
What?
What's interesting is, I don't know if it was because of this day coming up.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I was watching Ed the Sock.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched it in years, but I saw Ed the Sock on, and I was watching Ed the Sock. And he was talking about why he hates Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the reasons were... Because they make people with mental problems cool. Ooh. All movies that somebody's got some type of mental problem and they're always cool. It's they always get like the best actor to be them. And so mental health females are always hot. They went through a whole bunch, like from the
Angelina
the rocks,
Jolie,
the Cradle, Angelina Jolie. All these, they went through a whole ton. I don't even know all the movies. But
Sharon Stone,
and they were all hot. And so they were saying they just make them. And Ed the Sock's pretty convincing.
So are you saying so that it's they're glamorizing mental
they're glamorizing
health?
Glamorizing,
or
yeah.
They're saying like
they're enabling it too. They're saying it's cool.
But I don't understand what your point is, because we're supposed to be creating awareness.
I know.
So
it's, I'm saying it's Hollywood, partially, Ed the Sock was saying anyways, it's partially Hollywood's fault that none of these situations get dealt with. Because people find it cool. And they enable these people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So instead of seeking help, they're like relishing it.
Yeah.
Got
and
it.
People may see problems in a person and they don't say, you know, you need help or whatever. They keep going with it because they similar to, I know, a couple ones that you've got coming up, they don't say you need help and seek out help. They kind of push them further into the limelight.
Yep.
Until it's their demise.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to get, I don't know about what you've got lined up, but I've got some pretty heavy...
Yeah.
Heavy songs and situations coming up that deal with this issue.
Yeah. So Ed the Sock was saying it's a crazy world out there.
It is.
Anyway, I'm going to get to my next track here by In My Coma.
Oh, yeah.
The track is Crazy World.
Wow. Were you practicing segues at your exceptional DJ emergency?
Yeah. That's what I was going over with the other person. They were stuck. And they didn't know what to say.
They didn't know how
to
transition.
They didn't put on any music. They were, like, frozen.
Wow.
And their co-host just dialed me up, so I had to go there first.
Nice.
So So that's I went over like a couple ways to do a segue, and we got the music flowing again. So,
well, it's a good thing I'm an exceptional DJ as well.
I know,
and I was able to hold the fort down.
And that was a last minute thing too. I just was like, I gotta go, and you just did it on the last minute.
But you know who else is an exceptional DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Moses Bogart, because I messaged him and I said, hey, I might be a little bit late. DJ Steel has an exceptional DJ emergency, has been called away, you know, just giving you the heads up. And true to form,
he had everything going.
Moses Bogart was ready to go by the time I got here.
Well, you know, I always have my earbud in and listening while I'm on these exceptional DJ calls, and you guys did a great job.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah.
But really, I have to tip my imaginary hat to Moses Bogart.
Well, yeah, it was a great job anyway. So I'm going to get to here, In My Coma, Crazy World, from their Magnets and Miracles album right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! There it is, some In My Coma with the song Crazy World right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Shakakaburu! Okay, good selection. And you know what? It is a crazy world that we live in.
Yeah, we established that with my segue.
That's right. By the way, folks, you were listening to the Mono a Mono show here on 100.3 Sound FM. CKMS. Broadcasting at... What are you giggling about? 108 King Street South in Waterloo. What are you...
Can you not hear that?
Yeah, but what is it?
Oh, it's your communications device.
This?
Yeah. What was funny was you stopped, and then it buzzed, but I thought you were farting. But then I realized it was the buzz, but it was still funny.
I don't fart on air. Oh, by the way, I read something really funny today, and it was about this, apparently this really famous chef who's like remaining nameless. And what he did is he said he finally accomplished a goal of his, and that is he's posted this story on Craigslist in New York that he's farted on all 37 of his employees.
What? That's like from his bucket list. He's crossed that one off.
It started off as an accident, like he accidentally did it and whatever, and he was like, oh, I'm gonna make it a point that I have to fart on all 37.
And do they know?
That's one of the rules. They have to know.
Oh, yeah.
They have to, like, react in some way.
I thought it was going to be worse. Like, I farted on their food or something like that.
But yeah, so anyways.
Which wouldn't be worse, but it seems worse somehow.
It wouldn't be bad for his employees. It'd be bad for the patrons.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was hilarious. Really well-written piece. It's so funny and disgusting at the same time.
Sounds it.
Yeah. So he might have some mental health issues.
Good, yeah. At least some karma to pay back right there.
Yeah. But you know what? That means nothing compared to the cause that we're trying to create awareness.
That's right.
But, strangely enough, that leads me perfectly into my next song, because my next song is Everything Means Nothing to Me.
Perfect.
Yeah. And it's by an artist named Elliot Smith, who, for those of you who don't know the story about Elliot Smith, is he struggled with, must have struggled with some sort of mental health issues, because at some point he decided that his life wasn't worth living anymore. And he stabbed himself in the heart a couple times in order to kill himself. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is a sad story. But if he had reached out or people were able to recognize, you know, some signs, then maybe he'd still be with us and creating some great music. But not that I'm blaming anybody. I'm just saying.
No.
Creating awareness. That's what we do.
That's what we're doing.
So I'm going to play that tune for the people at home. So here we go. This is Everything Means Nothing to Me by Elliot Smith from the album Figure Eight here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono.
Hashtag Bell Let's Talk.
Wishes with a blue songbird on his shoulder, but keeps singing over everything. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. I picked up the song and found my picture in the paper. The reflection in the water showed it. Trying to salute people from a time when he was everything he's supposed to be. Everything means nothing to me. 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 Everything means nothing to me.
right, there you have it. Some Elliott Smith with the song Everything Means Nothing to Me right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Yeah, I hate to, you know, that song was a little slower, a little bit
damn
downer,
good, though.
But a good song, and it kind of gets the message across, I think.
Yeah, I think you're going to win the battle, too.
You do?
Based upon the old theory.
Oh, yeah. The old Elliott Smith theory.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Which is a very mathematical theory. 100% of the time, whenever the person has played Elliott Smith, that person has won.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Because I think there was one week when you played Elliott Smith and I won.
Lost? Yeah. Wow. That was probably during that season where you won almost every one.
Yeah. Could be. I had quite a bit of support that season from south of the border.
Were you new that season?
No, I came in at the end of one season,
and then that was the next
one.
And
that was the beginning of the next one. Yeah.
I see. All right. Some good. We're at the 3-quarter pull already.
Holy crap! Time flies by when you're
just
creating
along.
Awareness for mental health.
Yeah, especially when you come late too, but. My next one is a quickie but a goodie. Now, this one is a rare... Well, it's not that rare, but not too many people know about it. If you listen to the Smashing Pumpkins album Gish, which is their first full-length album, if you listen past the last song, which is Daydream, there's a song, I believe it's titled Crazy, but it's not listed anywhere. It's the hidden track, so you have to wait, I don't know, half a minute or so after the song.
Some people don't have that kind of time.
Yeah. So I'm going to get to it right now. I'm not going to make you wait the half a minute. I'm just going to play that track.
Wow. You are a good man,
I know.
Steel.
So this is Crazy. I believe it's titled Crazy. It's not said anywhere what it's titled. It's the hidden track, you know. So
it doesn't actually have a title. You're just giving it a title. You're bestowing a title upon it.
Crazy. But if you listen to the lyrics, you'll understand why I'm calling it.
The lyrics are crazy.
Yeah, that's right. They are crazy.
In fact, they don't even make any sense whatsoever.
Well, they make sense.
Shaka-kaboom!
Huzzah!
Here it is on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
I'm going crazy.
Some Smashing Pumpkins with their song, and you had a good point. It could be I'm going crazy. I don't know, but I'm calling it crazy for this paper here.
Maybe Billy Corgan was self-aware and realizing that he was having some issues and was reaching out.
You know what? I think out of a lot of the celebrities from the time, I've heard in interviews that he's had quite a few issues. I would agree. Don't show me what happened. I've got a PVR.
Oh, sorry.
I think he's dealt.
All I
anyway,
need, all I
to
have
Billy
to say
Corgan,
is,
Shaka
Kabaru!
Oh, all right. Then I'll have to watch the end of it.
Because now you don't know.
No, but that sounds like Shaka Kabaru means a good thing. So
yeah, but who knows?
I'll be watching and I'll just.
You don't
be
know
like,
who I'm cheering.
Huzzah!
You don't know who I'm cheering for, though.
Yeah, right. Why would you cheer for Denver? Unless you have Ty Lawson in your fantasy basketball.
I've been
pool.
To Denver.
You have?
So I have ties to the city.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, think about that.
Wow.
Okay.
And Erie Baller lives in Denver.
That's right.
Yeah.
Erie Hoopster, actually.
Oh, Erie Hoopster.
You don't even
sorry.
Know your, you
sorry.
Don't even, you don't even know your uncle's name. That's pathetic. Okay. The next, I feel kind of bad because my last song is kind of a sad story. This also is going to be a sad story. And then my last song is also a sad story.
Yeah, see, but you went with the route. When it came up, I thought of songs that dealt with it. I didn't think of it, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing is to talk about stories that deal with it as well.
But mine are kind of, they work on both levels. So, you know, one of the signs of depression is that you lose interest in things that you were once interested in. So that was a very poignant point.
Yeah.
And so with Elliott Smith, everything means nothing to me. You know, you lose interest in stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You lose interest in your, you know, your personal hygiene sometimes. Those around you. Whatever.
Yeah.
So my next song, one of the ways to treat mental illness is by taking lithium. But I think that in this song, though, what Kurt Cobain is singing about is that people are just, you know, lithium is just a kind of a magic bullet. It's going to solve all your problems, that sort of thing. But also, obviously, Kurt Cobain had his own mental health issues because he also ended up taking his own life. One school of thought is that he took his own life. There's another school of thought that says that he didn't. But
right.
That's for another show.
You know what's interesting, too? I don't know.
What's that?
Have you seen Sound City yet?
No, I haven't.
In Sound City, it was saying, they were talking about this song in particular.
Yeah.
And they were saying how they recorded it to a click track. And this is one of, they said one of the few Nirvana tracks where they normally didn't want to record to a click track, but they kept speeding up and recorded this to a click track.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't deal with mental health, but it deals with the song.
Well, if playing to a click track drives you crazy, then
there you go,
maybe it does. So anyways, another song that works on multiple levels. Both the song deals with mental health as well as the person who wrote it had his own issues. So here we go. This is Nirvana with Lithium here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah.
Cause today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Broke on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God.
That was Nirvana with their song Lithium right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! Man, good track.
That was a good tune. And even though... And you should have heard, Steele and I were belting it out here in the Sound FM studios here on at 108 King Street South.
Yeah.
In Waterloo. And if ever you want to like come by and hang out in the green couch room, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah. To that address that he said, just go there. Hopefully we're going to get a sign outside of the door very soon. But it's the side door. Just give it a knock.
Yeah.
Or come right up.
Come right up. We don't care. We'll hang out.
Hang out. You can be on the radio with us.
Yeah.
Maybe be the mediator of the battle. Remember we used to have a ton of people in here all the time?
Yeah.
Like Pete or Phil.
Yeah.
Pete and Phil sometimes.
Ash Williams,
yeah.
And then it was also, like, you know, Nightmare Radio would come in.
Oh, that was a DJ doormat move, putting your eye on the mic.
Is that what DJ doormat does?
Yeah.
He puts his eye on microphones?
Usually puts his eye on the microphone.
How do I sound? How do I sound? How are my levels?
Hey, they still can I get sound a little? Good for
can
some
I?
Reason.
Can I get a little more? Can I get a little more vocals in the monitors, please?
So yeah, there it is. We gotta open the vault now.
We do. What time is it?
9:40. We're right on track here. This is perfect.
Yeah, we're making good time tonight.
All right. It is now time for
the Knockout Punch.
Access granted.
Yes.
All right. For my knockout puncher.
Just to interrupt, just to let you know that is my new favorite exclamation.
Shakaka Baru?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
I don't know where that one comes from.
I don't know.
Like, I've heard huzzah.
Yeah. I've heard huzzah. The only place that I know it from is from the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Yeah.
Which you can go to www.monoamonoradio.com and click on links to watch episode 1.
That's right.
In all its glory.
What's exciting is episode 2 is only like 2 or 3 weeks away.
That's right. Well, if we release it
by the end of February.
At the beginning of March.
No, it has to be by the end of February.
Did we release episode 1?
The last week of January.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, 2 weeks then.
2 weeks.
Not next week, the week after.
Is when
it's the 27th. No, it's not. It's the 26th.
This is when episode 2 comes out.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I'm excited for it.
It's so exciting. Anyway, okay. I'm going to get into my knockout punch here.
Okay.
I went with a Black Keys track.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Psychotic Girl.
Ah.
That's a mental health thing, right?
Yep.
If you're psychotic.
Psychosis?
Yeah, yep. Psychosis is the preferred
nomenclature.
Nomenclature right there. So I'm going to go with it. I figured Black Keys. How can you go wrong with a Black Keys song as your knockout punch?
Yeah,
you can't.
A Black Key won the Producer of the Year award at the Grammys.
Damn right.
The other day.
Yeah, I heard you mentioning about how Fun had won.
Yeah.
Best new artist? What?
Stupid. Well, that happened like 2 years ago, too, when Bon Iver won Best New Artist.
Yeah, I remember that,
too.
They've
been around for years.
And we had featured them, like, years ahead.
Yeah. It's when the mainstream catches up.
Freak.
Because I remember that.
You hear it here first on the Mono A Mono show.
Damn straight, yo. Like, I remember the time when I found out about Fun. Not saying I was the first one to ever, you know, learn about them, but even Mumford & Sons, who won Best Album of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, played here first.
Played here.
And
well
I remember, you were playing Fun here, which introduced me to them.
Yep.
And you were playing the album right when it was released. We featured them here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing a whole bunch of stuff, and then it wasn't until their second album. Like, they were building up with their first one.
Right.
But then their second album, they just blew up.
Wait, I didn't actually play... I can't take that credit, because I didn't actually play Amen Ignite when it first came out. Because I found out about it afterwards. Because I remember how I found out about them on Groove Shark.
Oh.
What? I'm not going to take credit that I don't deserve.
All right.
That I don't rightly deserve.
All right.
I think Amen Ignite was released in 2009.
Really?
I want to say...
Wow.
We can look it
up,
but...
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get this ball rolling. Here's the Black Keys off their Attack and Release album. This is Psychotic Girl right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
Just a psychotic girl and I
right, there you have it. Some Black Keys with their track Psychotic Girl right here on our special battle that is supporting mental health awareness right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
That's correct. So a couple things you can do. You can go to Bell's Facebook page and support that way. You can also go to... If you're wondering how else you can help, you can do what we said and share the Facebook post about creating awareness. You can also tweet, which we recently did, putting the hashtag in Bell Let's Talk. Speaking of Twitter, if you want to follow us on Twitter,
that's right.
Our Twitter. Handle is at MAM Radio.
Yep.
And also our Facebook page. You can go and check us out there at facebook.com/ Mono a Mono Radio. So there
That's
you go.
That's it.
So, yeah, creating awareness. Don't be afraid to talk about your issues if you've got them. And be on the lookout for other people's if you have people you care about, which I'm sure everybody does.
Yeah. What do you got for your knockout punch?
My knockout punch again is a depressing story. So I've played these guys before. Joy Division lead singer Ian Curtis, he also took his own life. So my last three songs, I hope nobody in Jukebox the Ghost takes their own life. But my last three artists all took their own lives. So he was. Had his own issues. He suffered from epilepsy too, which isn't an issue with the brain, but it's not mental health. And he had some issues because he was torn between two women, and the fame. He also had issues with the fame, and so he couldn't deal with it all. He couldn't handle it, and you know, in listening to Joy Division's music, you can hear it in their lyrics. But again, these guys. His bandmates and a lot of people around him were oblivious to the fact that he was struggling so much. And even in interviews afterwards, they're like, "Yeah, like you'd be an idiot not to listen to his songs and say, you know what, he probably wasn't the happiest dude."
Yeah,
but we just didn't know at the time. We thought he was just writing music. Yeah. So, anyways, I am going to play a song that has to do with the reason why it's thought that he took his own life, because no one will actually ever know, but. And that is the song called Love Will Tear Us Apart. So here we go. This is Joy Division. Love Will Tear Us Apart. Here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono.